Our assignment this week was to read the story of David and Jonathan and bring something that we can from that story that we can put into practice. And one thing I noticed is that Jonathan really cared for David in the even in the hard times when his dad hated him so bad. Jonathan still looked out for him and did all he could to make sure he was safe.
One thought I had when I read the story of David and Jonathan was it didn't seem like they were such great friends or brothers just because they were always having a great time together, but it was because they were willing to stand up for each other. And when David was running away from Saul, that's what mattered to him.
Last night when I was reading the story of David and Jonathan, one thing that struck me was that how by helping David and being a friend to him, Jonathan was pretty much giving up his kingdom to David. And I just thought that was really neat how he was a friend to David, even at his own expense. And he just did what was right. And I thought that's a really good thing to try to work on, is to just have a selfless love for others.
One thing I thought about when I read the story of David and Jonathan was that Jonathan, even if King Saul didn't like David at all, and usually you'd think, you know, Jonathan being Saul's son, you know, Jonathan wouldn't like him either. But instead, it wasn't that way. And it got me thinking how Jonathan probably, you know, looked past how you know, things looked to, you know, how things looked to Saul and to, you know, Saul's court. Saw past that and saw the value in David. And that was, you know, I can learn from that to see value in people, even if maybe other people don't like them or something, you know.
When I read that story, I thought about how it's amazing how the love between David and Jonathan, even though they weren't brothers, but they were sticking close together like brothers, and so they really mattered to each other. And last week we had a customer that he talked about how it's hard to get along with his brother, and it's just kind of sad that's just kind of sad, but it's a blessing that David and Jonathan could stick together and be there for each other, even though it might not work out the best for them in the future, but they could just stick out for each other.
I thought about how Jonathan was helped David escape from Saul, and because they're really good friends, and I can do the same by just loving my brother and helping even in little things.
When I read the story, I saw how Jonathan, when he went home, his father, Saul, was really angry with him because he was gone with David. And so Saul told him that he wouldn't increase his kingdom until he had quit being friends with Saul or quit helping David out. But Jonathan, still, he didn't care about his own riches and what he would receive. He just stuck with David and helped him. And that, I thought about that, how I can help others rather than just helping myself and doing good for myself.